6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
This is the Berman Project. Hey, folks, it's Tim from Portland here, sitting in for JD for another week of introspection and reflection on loss, grief, and the pathway to mental illness, all while nursing my soul with the music and the art of the late indie rock singer-songwriter, David Berman. How's everybody doing out there? Well, maybe you're confused. Where's JD? How's he doing? Don't fret. He's actually been doing great. He's been very, 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 very busy. You know, we all get busy. We all get busy and things, you know, get pushed to the back of the table. Back of the room over in the corner, dust bunnies start to gather, and soon enough you're like, is that the cat? Is that the dog over there in the corner of the room? Oh, no, that's the Berman Project. Yeah, so I selfishly, you know, I missed hearing JD. I missed this podcast and decided to take the reins, at least for one try. Let's give it a go. All right. Yeah, he's been doing great. He's working on another podcast. It's that I co-host with him. He's the Capitan, of course. He's the podcast Capitan. But it's grown into something, well, magical, kind of goofy, really great. Super fun. It's all about another band and has turned into, it's all about another band's discography and, you know, the couple Yahoos sitting in talking about it, but it's all turned into a fundraiser, culminating in an event. And it's just become this massive thing. And if you want to check it out, you can, search Getting Hip to the Hip and have a look-see. Have an ear. Stick an ear on it. That's where JD's been. So yeah, selfishly, I decided to step in. I miss the pod. I miss hearing a song. I miss talking about the music, you know. I missed hearing JD's sultry voice, which I, you know, cannot do. But anyways, you know, hearing a poem, and talking about Berman and talking about mental health stuff and, you know, issues and just how we're feeling. So how are you feeling? Here we are. This is July 10th. It's a Monday. I'm in Portland, Oregon, and we've had amazing weather lately. And today it was like gray and somber and quiet and 70 degrees maybe. Just wasn't like a Garfield Monday by any sense, but it was, you know, it's definitely a Monday. Definitely a Monday. I really don't like to say I suffer from mental illness, mental health issues, you know, challenges, because I honestly only do in the winter in Portland, Oregon, and the winter is the past few of been really hard, really fucking trying for me. And it's made me realize I just need to live somewhere sunnier to have some more happiness. Yeah, this last winter was a fucking crawl for me. It was the hardest, and I've lived here 22 years, you know. It's a tough one for me to even say, like, I have some challenges because, I mean, it's July 10th. We've had sunshine. It's been a pretty nice summer in Portland. We even just were recently in Baja. We drove from Portland all the way down, like, about 3 hours south of the border. Epic road trip. Lots of music. Yeah. So JD's doing good. You know, he's a buddy of mine that I get to check in on, and he checks in on me. And I think it's so important to have somebody in your life, you know, and someone who can give you a call. I have a buddy who has, like, two people that call him. He told me somewhat recently, I said, you know, who actually calls you up on the phone? I miss the days of just being at home and making phone calls. You know, we don't really do that. Nowadays, I get home and I want to throw my phone, get it away from me, you know? Just get it away from me. So I asked my buddy, who actually calls you up? You know, who do you get on the phone with and have a visit with? And he named two people, me being one of them, and whew. And then I thought, you know, how wonderful to have, like, the phone ring, and chances are it's one of two people, or, you know. Have you renewed your car warranty? It might be out of, whatever. So, yeah, it's so good to have somebody to talk to. I recently read this article about having social interactions and having just simple, small social interactions, walking down the street, saying hi to someone, stranger. I have a neighbor who's very extroverted and has his own challenges. And he has a rule where if he's walking, which he does a lot, he always says hello to whoever crosses his path. Can you hear my dog snoring in the background? There it is. There's some cuteness right in there. Yeah, so having small social interactions throughout your week, you know, with random people, cashier, grocery store, whatever it is, anyways, the point is it actually builds up serotonins. It's like going on tiny little runs. And it's just super, super healthy to do. So if you know, finding yourself just sludging through the week, sludging through your days, not getting out of the house, you know, just fucking get out. Go for a walk. Go for a walk. Oh, the snoring. We're just going to let that be in there. Yeah, go for a walk. And then I just had one other tip for today, and I guess it might be Tim's Tips pod for a little stepping in for JD, which sounds kind of horrible. But I've been telling lots of people, I coach lots of folks on breathing, and there's some exercises that are so simple to do and are great for anxiety or or it's great for waking up in the night, not being able to fall back asleep. And you figure out this breathing cadence. You breathe in through your nose, you hold your breath, and you exhale out the mouth. If you guys want to do it with me, some people do like 7-4-7. You time it, you know, with seconds. I try to do 10-10-10. You know, you just practice it and see what feels comfortable for you. You don't want to get out of your comfort zone by holding too long or exhaling too long, what have you. It's just all about bringing yourself centered. And what it does, it helps reset your blood pressure. It helps reset, oxygen to the brain. It's a good one if you're feeling like, you know, things are just fucked. So you just stop and pause and we'll do it real quick. I'll try to do 10, 10, 10, even though that might feel like minutes in the podcast universe. Here we go. Oh, the snoring was so cute. And that's me. That's Mimi. Mimi is, she just turned 12 yesterday. Yeah. She's a champagne Shih Tzu, maybe with a little Lhasa Apso. And she just turned 12. She's sweetest dog. Her full name is Miriam Laverne Leiden. That's her full name. You know, it's important for dogs to have full names. Make them really part of the family. She's sleeping in her little dog bed.
They don't talk in Malibu. They don't vote. They don't even smoke. I know you're blue. I know you're blue. They don't cry, they don't, they never act. I know you're ready, I know you're ready, I know you're ready.
Coming over the hill, not much, not.
So we're talking about David Berman here, and we're talking about this next song that would have been in order from Mr. Jamie Dew's cadence of this wonderful pod is Federal Dust, which is a really cool song. It has this weird start. It's kind of like this, digital pulled into analog, 2 second garble thing. But yeah, this is a song off, of course, American Water from 1998. And man, if we can go back to 1998 real quick, jeez. I mean, I kind of instantly go like pre-Y2K. I remember, you guys remember Y2K? Where were you for that? Were you panicked? I just thought it was the funniest thing. I couldn't take it seriously. It was just like we did not prepare. We woke up the next day and it was the year 2000 and we were in La Mesa, California. It was sunny and I just remember going about my day and all of a sudden we're like, Y2K, it just happened. Everything's good and there's nothing, no news, no nothing going on. It's great. Here we are. But there is that January is a massive ice storm in Canada and the U.S. With some amazing photographs. 98 was when, Monica Lewinsky got some limelight. Eggs are like a dollar a dozen. Anyways, this song has a strange start, and it gets right into Malkmus and Berman kind of singing in unison. It was like, I kind of wondered if it was maybe a Malkmus-written song. Seemed kind of rare, right? And my mind, when I hear this song, I kind of go to the back corner of a dark, smoky bar, and these two guys kind of playing in the corner. Maybe they're sitting on stools, I don't know. Poor lighting. Maybe half the establishment doesn't even notice that these dudes are playing. But that guitar solo that happens like about a minute and a half, which is definitely a Malkmus solo, it's pretty sweet. It's great with that kind of accompanying bass. It's such a nice little ditty of a song. What's it about? I have no idea. It's about them. It's they or those from Malibu or Kansas City or South Dakota. I suppose if you put a bunch of these folks into the same room or from these places, stick them in this aforementioned bar, you might get some sort of like a Americana sense of normalcy of sorts. I'm not sure. Weirdness. So it's just, the current 1998 or current normalcy of the USA is definitely not normal. It's who knows. Anyways, yeah, there's the lyric of not much water coming over the hill. That one just makes me think like there's some despair or there's some worry, there's some concern, not much water coming over the hill, like they're kind of depending on this to happen. So fun song, fun song. I totally dig it. But what we need to do next is get into a poem. Okay. This one, of course, from Actual Air, is The Homeowner's Prayer. The moment held two facets in his mind, the sound of lawns cut late in the evening, and the memory of a push-up regimen he had abandoned. It was Halloween. An alumni newsletter lay on the hall table, but he could not, would not read it, for his hands were the same emotional structures in 1987 as they had been in 1942. Nothing had changed. He had retained his tendency to fall in love with supporting actresses. renowned for their near miss with beauty. And coffee still caused the toy ideas he used to try out in the morning carpools, a sweeping reorganization of the company softball league, or how to remove an algae from the windows of a houseboat. He remembered a morning when the carpool had been discussing how they'd like to die, the best way to go. He said, "Why are you talking about this? Just because everyone has died so far doesn't mean that we're going to die." But he had waited too long to speak. They were already in the parking garage, and now two of them had passed away. It was Halloween. Another Pennsylvania sunset back down the local mountain, spraying the colors of a street fighter's face into the narrative wallpaper of a boy's bedroom. Once he thought all he would ever need was a house with time and circumstance. He slowly made his way into the kitchen and filled a bowl with apples and raisins. The clock was learning to be 6:34. The willows bent to within decimals of the lawn. It was Halloween. Delightful, delightful poem. Another one, of course. So just saying thank you to Mr. Berman and for all your art and sharing with us. I'm sure there were times in life when sharing didn't matter, was really difficult to do. But, you know, it's so important when we can to share. You know, and that's, like I was saying, walking down the street and just saying hi, you know, just do it. I mean, chances are people aren't going to say hi back, or they are going to say hi back. It's like 50-50. You know, at the store, ask the clerk how they're doing. Postman comes by, you know, offer him a water refill. It's just these little doses of salutations or connections that will definitely help us all out. And please try the 747 or 10-10-10 or whatever your breathing cadence, whatever might work for you. It's a really simple, good, easy one. And that's about it. I'm Tim from Portland signing off. Thank you for joining us again. Thanks for sticking in. And maybe I'll hear some more from you. Who knows? We'll see how it goes. Thanks for tuning in.
The Berman Project is a production of Duvra Podcasts and Such. You can find out more about the show at www.thebermanproject.xyz. That's right. I'm fucking Canadian. I'm also social. Find me on Twitter, Instagram, and all the rest at Berman Project.
Duvra Podcasts and Such.
Six months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.